JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, my mama told me she was my half-sister, but I was led to believe if I kept quiet, there'd be a college fund when I turned 18. But I think by looking at my house, you can tell that didn't materialize.
Talking about Joy gets her so agitated, it even upsets Mr. Bearded Dragon over there. Last week, he couldn't even eat his lettuce and whatnot. Not even the arugula.
The Don and Mike Show.
What not?
A couple of jockstrap characters, Don and Mike.
Well, now, during the break, I did get some hopeful news about the type of guest we're looking for the show. One of the Cats and Jammer kids said to me, Robbie said, how about a rabbi who is positive that Spider-Man and all of our superheroes are Jews? Now,
there it is.
Good.
There it is.
Did you book him?
Got him tomorrow.
That's what we like to hear.
There you go. Good. And what was it that I Googled? Oh, I know. Bruce Campbell.
The Briscoe County Jr. guy?
Yeah, that guy from Legend of Army of Darkness. And,
right.
And he's been in all of the
B-movies.
Spider-Man movies. He's been in all three.
Oh, that's right. That he actually, what was the role that he played? Is he, did he have one single role on that or what?
In the first one, hold on a second. In the first one, he was the guy in the ring when Spider-Man goes to the amateur wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, he had a very funny role. He was the usher at the theater when he went to see the play.
That's right.
And he wouldn't let him in. Good mm-hmm. role for him.
And
too.
In Spider-Man 3, he plays the maitre d' of a French restaurant.
It's kind of interesting that they give him all these different roles in these movies, because he's been in a lot of weird stuff, too.
And I think, have we mentioned that great Old Spice commercial that he did?
That's right, where he's the Old Spice guy.
Yeah, where he just stands in a room where the camera just goes around and around and around.
And he's the old traditional sea captain character in that, isn't he?
Right, yeah.
That's exactly what he does.
And don't forget he played Elvis in Bubba Hotep.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's
Bubba,
right.
Bubba Hotep. I forgot about that movie.
Never forget about that.
God damn, he'd be a good guest. Oh, who am I kidding?
Aim for the stars.
Come on.
Aim
Joe,
for the third tier stars.
Joe, get your ass back in here, my friend. Let's find out how smart you are, Joe.
So far, Joe is in negative numbers, negative two. He has to work himself out of a bit of a hole here.
Let me see. While Joe is making his way in here,
the greatest
scene in the history of Borat. The one where the guy, the fat guy, Borat's, the guy sitting on his face.
Right.
That has now been nominated for an MTV award.
Okay. Wow.
Does that mean they'll show it on MTV?
Not a chance.
No, I don't think so.
Also today, what is this? Oh, Courtney Love is selling a lot of Kurt Cobain stuff.
Right. Like so, an auction?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have that during the news buzz?
No, I didn't. No.
Just wanted to make sure you weren't going to mention that.
No, I was just underscoring what you'd said.
I saw it online today. I thought it was rather interesting.
During the break outside, I went next door. The chiropractor will be giving us the news today.
He's
ready to go ahead and do it.
What, you think I can't?
What was that, Buzz?
I said, what, you think I can't?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Joe.
Yes.
Hi there. I got to tell you, you're letting us down. We have built you up as this buffoon who underneath has a real smart brain.
I think the password is savant.
You're doing awful here. You're getting smacked by the audience.
Well, I've let you down again.
No, you never do, Joe. You're goddamn consistent.
See, the important thing is not to expect too much.
Right.
I love you, Joe. You're consistent.
Joe will come strong.
Here we go with Are You Smarter Than Arden? Are you smarter than Arden? Now, who goes first here, Joe or the caller, Mike?
The caller and Joe.
The caller and Joe. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike? It's Chase from OC.
Hi there. What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Just seeing if I'm smarter than this guy.
Rob.
Okay.
Rob, that wasn't very nice.
I agree.
Right, you didn't hear that caller. Rob said, who cares?
let's start with, how about this? You want some pop culture?
Yeah, how about pop culture?
Okay.
Crap.
What year?
Who are you asking?
What year? I guess I will start with the guy on the phone.
Okay.
The year this song was a hit. My Sharona by The Knack.
By the who?
The Knack.
Not the who, The Knack.
No, yeah,
Oh, come on.
Come on, dude. It's like the Regis and Kelly Show. Answer.
Just guess. A year.
19.
Dumbass.
Joe, what's the answer?
79.
You are back to negative one.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Nick from Vienna.
All right, Nick. Let me see. Nick, if one bullet is dropped from a given height and another is fired from a gun horizontally from the same height, which one will hit the ground first?
I'm going to say the one from the gun.
Joe.
I think the one dropped.
They will both hit the ground at the same time.
Wow. Joe, you are still at negative one.
Dumbass.
Turns out Joe's not as smart as we thought.
That's the end of the round.
Hello, Don. Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this, please?
This is Derek from Colorado Springs.
All right, my friend. Please to be spelling the word penicillin.
Penicillin. P-E-N-I-C-I-L-L-I-N.
That's right.
Very good, smart caller.
Joe.
Yes.
Please to be spelling the word auxiliary.
Auxiliary. A-U-X-I-L-A-R-I-L-Y.
No.
A-R-Y.
No, it's A-U-X-I-L-I-A-R-Y.
Joe, you're back to negative two.
You got a copy of Bourne on DVD on the phone there. Thank you, my friend. Hold on a second.
We may have identified Joe's weak category.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
All of them.
Singular?
Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Jason in Baltimore.
All right, Jason, here we go. Joe.
Yes.
Joe, how long does it take for blood to circulate through your body?
Joe's body?
Are all bodies the same?
I don't know. 8 minutes.
No. Are you there on the phone?
Yes. I'll go 1 minute.
He's correct.
Whoa. Wow. Oh, bad news. Joe is now at negative three.
You got a copy of Borat on DVD as well. Hold on a second. Joe's getting cleaned by our listeners.
He's got to have a run here. He's got to go on a tear.
Joe, what? I'll talk to Joe in a second. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Gil from Marydoe.
All right, let me ask Joe Ardinger. What category do you feel comfortable with, Joe? Sports, science, math, spelling, pop culture, geography.
I guess pop culture.
Pop right, culture. Joe. All right, yeah, go to the idiot category.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name the role. Tom Hanks's role in The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, well, he was the lead role.
you want his name?
That's correct.
Hold on. Give Joe a chance here. Yes, Joe, the name.
But I don't remember the guy's name. I read the book. I didn't see the movie.
You, my friend, do you have the answer? Hello?
He was a teacher. A college professor.
Right. The name, please.
Oh, I don't know.
Right, dumbass. Right. Everybody knows he's
everybody
check
knows.
Your notes and tell us.
Dr. Robert Langdon.
Langdon.
Well, I don't know. I never, you know, I'm not playing the game.
Right.
I'm not the
You're not holding yourself up to these standards.
I'm not the one sitting in the back room every day saying I'm so freaking smart.
Joe is still at
I'm not. I think you're talking about John.
Joe is still at negative three.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Marshall from Wichita.
Marshall.
What's going on?
Not counting Alaska, which state extends farthest to the north?
Farthest to the north.
Right.
Would that be Maine?
No, it wouldn't, Joe.
Michigan?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, nice. Once Minnesota. Again.
International Joe. Falls.
Joe, what about the other half of Michigan, though? The other, the part, the panhandle.
Joe.
Sorry. Let me see.
Yeah, what about it?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Daggers.
Hello.
Hey, this is Mike.
Hi there, Mike.
Are you ready? I think I'm ready.
Joe.
Yes.
What formation in a cave rises from the floor? What formation in a cave rises from the floor?
Well, that's a 50-50. A stalagmite?
That's correct.
Yeah!
That is correct.
This is the beginning of the run.
Yeah. Are you there on the phone?
I am ready.
Name two of Newton's three laws of motion.
Okay, there's the law of gravity.
That's not the way it's written. But give me another one.
The other one would be, once an object's in motion, it will stay in motion until acted upon by an outside force.
Hold on. That one I'll give you. Bodies in motion tend to stay in motion.
Okay.
Give one more of them, please. And please don't think that I'm saying I know this crap, because I don't. I like Fig Newtons.
The other one, I'm just going to have to go out again and try and describe gravity for you, that an object wants to get pulled towards the center of the Earth.
You know, I will give it to him with, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
God,
give
damn
it to the guy on the phone.
All right, Joe's still at -3.
You got to give it to him. You got to give it to him.
I like the Wayne theory. Thank you.
The Wayne Newton theory.
Thank you very much. We are smack dab in the middle of round number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man, this savant.
Sing it, Wayne.
Well, I'm gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Well, we both got one right on that.
Yeah, you're still at -3.
So here we go.
Still playing, right?
Yep, still playing.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Please spell the word hemorrhage.
You already gave me that one.
Oh, did I?
I probably can't spell it
then,
anyway.
Then please spell the word conscientious.
C-O-N-S-C-I-E. N. C T I.
No.
E.
No.
N L M N O P.
Now you on the phone? Can you spell? I forgot the word.
Conscientious.
Conscientious.
Same word.
Yes.
I believe it is spelled C O N C I S E N.
No.
Yes,
no. No, it's conscientious.
That's the middle of the round.
Oh no, we got to be near the end of this, aren't we?
That's near the end of the round.
that might be it, Mike.
That might be the end of the round.
Really, no chance to come back.
Failing miserably. What's the score?
He's in a deep hole. He's at -3 still.
You want to let him go double or nothing?
You mean each question worth 2 points?
Okay, here we go. One more. Here we go. It's winner
Lightning
take all.
Round.
Winner take all.
Winner take all. This is the final round.
Tony Soprano. Here we go. Winner take all. Just an emotional rash bet.
Let it ride.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Hi, buddy. What's your name?
This is Gus from upstate New York.
Okay, here you go. Gus. What is the equation that determined the circumference of a circle? I swear to God, I'm dumb as S.
So am I.
I don't even understand these questions. No. What is the equation that determined the circumference of a circle?
Oof.
It's actually quite easy.
You don't know it, do
you? E equals...
Hold on. What was that?
E equals?
No. Joe, you got a guess?
I don't know. All I can say is diameter times circumference. I mean, radius.
He's closer than the other guy was, because it's 2 times pi times radius, or pi times diameter.
I was going to make a joke about pi.
I love pie.
Blueberry pie. We have to have another question, because none of them have answered correctly.
Well, that's true. We both got it wrong.
Round equals round times pi.
Joe, what is the name of the longest side of a right triangle? You sound like Vito's kid.
Time to take a shower.
I don't know. The obtuse side?
No. All right, you could be big winner, my friend. Big winner. What is the name of the longest side of a right triangle?
The acute side.
No.
The
no,
poop side.
The the hypo. What Buzz?
The hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse. Yes.
What was that again, Buzz?
Hypotenuse.
The. How would you spell that, Buzz?
I have no idea. I'm going to say hypotenuse.
Oh, so close, Buzz. Ooh. You had the pot part right.
Drop it's like Beetlejuice.
Always.
Beetlejuice.
Hypotenuse.
They both answered incorrectly. We still don't have a clear winner.
Well, then you can continue this in the parking lot.
All right.
I've had enough of it.
Well, if we leave it as it stands, Joe is still at -3. That means the listeners today, on this particular day, were smarter
than Joe.
Than an Artinger.
All right, Joe, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
Don't you normally consider yourself to be smarter than our listeners?
No.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not smarter than them. I listen to the show. I don't call the show.
Do you consider yourself to be a better person than our listeners? I don't know.
yes, actually, yeah, okay. I could say that.
Why is that, Joe?
I know our listeners. They're just terrible people.
All right. Well, you shouldn't say that. They just kicked your ass in this game.
They did.
I didn't say they weren't smarter than me. I just said they're terrible people.
Thank you, Joe. That's it. Get out of here.
Congratulations, Joe. For playing today, you'll get a bag of sunflower seeds.
Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing, Joe?
And some gummy snakes.
The snack of the idiot. Sunflower seeds.
All right, it's almost time, kids.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Let's all be very quiet and ask Charlie Elston how he's doing.
I'm doing great.
This is going to be quite an exercise today.
I can whisper the news, okay?
No. No whispering allowed.
I have to speak. You must speak like this.
Speaking causing you any pain at all?
No.
And that would be the only criteria.
Let her rip, Buzz.
Ripping is what I'm afraid of.
Ripping the lining of the esophagus?
Yeah, what's left of my throat, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it should be fine. If you can stand listening to it.
You know, this is Rockville. We could go out and get him one of those.
Except he'd have to be like the guy on Earl.
Right. Exactly.
A real one.
A real one.
Not like the, would you like to play a game?
You know, can you talk normally into that and still make the sound? I've always been curious about that.
I think you're going to make a voice, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, what's Rockville? Maybe we should pick one up one day.
Classic Rockville.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes. How can I help you?
Deliver the best newscast you ever have.
You got it.
Would this be one of the greatest challenges in your broadcasting career?
Yes, it will be. So stick around. Anything can happen. What could possibly go wrong?
I really believe people are going to be tuning in droves for this.
And then running away in fear.
I tell you what, this is probably the one time Mike and I will not spend the better part of the next hour interrupting you. I believe today is that you've always been screaming for your own forum, Buzz. Today might be the day you get it. You might get as a matter of fact, Mike, you know, it might be a show of respect on your part and mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we got in our cars and just went home now. Buzz half the last hour of the show to do the news by himself.
Again, what could possibly go wrong?
All right, we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.